Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Datametics Global Services Limited's discussion on acquisition of Textara Digital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prateek Jagtap from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you, Prateek sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening, all participants, and thank you for joining us in this call. This call is to discuss Datametics acquisition of Textara Digital Private Limited. The press release have already been mailed to you, and you all can also view it on website www.datametics.com. It is also uploaded on stock exchanges. We would recommend sticking to the questions only related to the acquisition, that is a request, and this is a 30-minute call, so hence request all the participants to restrict your questions to one per person so that the management can address most of the questions. To take us through the conference today and to answer your questions, we have with us the top management of the company, represented by Mr. Rahul Kanodia, Vice Chairman and CEO, Mr. Sandeep Mantri, EVP and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mitul Mehta, EVP and Chief Marketing Officer. Rahul will start the call with a brief update on transaction, which will be then followed by Sandeep, who will share the financial details. We will then open the floor for Q&A session. As usual, I would like to remind you that anything that is said on this call which gives any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with the SEBI and subsequent annual report which you can find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Rahul. Over to you, Rahul, sir.
Thank you very much, Prateek, and good afternoon to all of you attending this call this afternoon. The agenda of this call is essentially to discuss the acquisition we made of Textara Digital. So obviously, since we are in the silent period, post the quarter ending, we will restrict our discussions only to this acquisition. So the Textara acquisition aligns with our growth strategy of focusing on hyperscalers and the U.S. market. Salesforce, as many of you may know, is one of the largest enterprise product companies in the world, and 95% of the Fortune 100 companies use their platform. Textara has been growing very rapidly, and in the span of a short span of 4 years, they have achieved the highest level of summit partnership with Salesforce. Along with the deep Salesforce expertise and products, Textara brings with it an extremely capable management team that has run global operations of $1.2 billion with 25,000 people. They have a broad client base as well as a good portfolio of industries that are specific interest to Datametics. The company has developed products such as Textara CPQ, Textara Health, and Textara Templates. These align with Datametics' strategy of continued differentiation and growing in a more linear fashion. This acquisition will enhance our ability to cross-sell Salesforce services into our existing customer base. Their credentials and our scale will allow us to open up many more opportunities and improve our visibility and relationship with Salesforce. With that said, I will now hand over to Sandeep Mantri, who will discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rahul. As Rahul mentioned, this is a strategic acquisition for us in line with our strategy to grow in hyperscalers. Textara was founded in 2019, and within a span of 4 years, they have grown to a revenue of $7.2 million with healthy EBIT margin of almost like 16.5%. This margin will be EBIT and accretive to Datametics. With this acquisition, our EBIT in digital technology space should grow by about 90 basis points, which is 0.9% of the EBIT which technology business currently earns. In terms of revenue, this acquisition will help, you know, getting another 10% revenue growth in the coming year. So that's about the revenue and the margin. on their revenue profile, customer profile, approximately 85% of their revenue is coming from Western market, which is US and UK, and 15% will be from Asian market, primarily India. They are a pure play Salesforce company. Salesforce business is, as Rahul said, is high growing business and growing 20-25% worldwide in the last 3 years. Market is huge, so it is estimated to be $50 billion by 2026. So we have a lot of opportunities in this market. We will pay, consideration, we will pay a total of $17.3 million, out of which 14.3 will be upfront and 3 million will be over a period of 2 years. In addition to this, we will pay up to US$3.7 million on achievement of certain business targets in next 2 years. All this will be from internal approvals or internal sources. This is all about financials and consideration. With this, I would like to hand over to Prateek for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have a question, you may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Grishma Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, team. Congrats on the acquisition. And firstly, I just missed the EBIT margin numbers, Sandeep. Can you please repeat that?
EBIT margin is about 16.5%.
1.6.
Yes, so yeah, EBIT is 16.5 and EBITDA is about 19-odd%.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for giving the opportunity and congratulations on this acquisition. This is a very interesting differentiated capability. The role that we're trying to develop in this company. That's really good. Sir, I had questions on the, synergy side. Largely wanted to understand, how are we exactly going to drive the synergies? Will it be like Salesforce capability getting sold to our existing customers? Or the other way, to get through some more light as to what kind of synergies could be there on revenue and margins, and what will drive that. How to understand 1+1 in this structure. That was my first question. Second question was on the retaining. Are the promoter group and management going to be retained for a certain period of time? Just wanted to understand that.
Yeah. This is Rahul here. I will take the question. So yes, we will retain the entire management team. When we buy services companies, what you really have is a core team of strength of people, and people are very critical. So yes, the agenda is to retain them. They do not have an exit agenda. In terms of the synergy that we foresee, there are three elements that we expect. One is to cross-sell into our customer base. Datamatics has a large customer base of over 300 customers, and this would allow us to take a Salesforce competence into the customer base and therefore garner a lot more business. So that's one. Second is that this company has a few large accounts as well, and we will cross-sell other services into those accounts. So that allows Datamatics to grow some of the other businesses. And the third is that with the scale that Datamatics brings to the table and the competence that they have, we will be able to target much larger deals. Until now, Dexterra could not target very large deals, but with the Datamatics platform, they would be able to target much larger deals. So all of these three together will give us the benefits that we are planning to achieve through this acquisition. Also, the management team has in the past run very large operations, of over $1.2 billion with 25,000 people. So the management team has a very deep intrinsic capability of running large and complex deals, which I think they will be able to leverage to the benefit of Datamatics.
Sure. Sir, out of the 300 customers that you mentioned, how many customers have just not at all implemented Salesforce capability?
How many of our 300 customers have Salesforce? Approximately about 25 to 30% of them have Salesforce with us.
Okay, sure. So over there you will need to discuss the existing vendor.
Yeah, we'll have to cross-sell there. Yes.
Oh, sure, yeah. I think that was it for myself.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of NGN Puranik from Enam Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rahul. Congrats on this acquisition. It looks interesting.
Thank you very much, sir.
I want to understand, what's the background of the founders of this company? Well, where have they been around?
So the founders have spent a large part of their career with Virtusha. They've lived in the U.S. as well as India. And they've grown that operation significantly. The main founder, Srikant, has run an operation of with 25,000 people under him, $1.2 billion operation, and he scaled it from a very small company to a large company where he was executive VP there. So, yeah, so they come with, and there are one or two other senior people in the company, they come with that experience and background.
And see, you say they have 150 clients and 600 projects. So,
yes.
The average revenue per client works out to be small.
Yes.
When they come into your fold, how will you get them to a meaningful size? So that will happen at the every deal level. So that if your average transaction size is 30, 40 lakhs, how do you take it to $100,000, $500,000?
Correct.
Cross-sell need to happen. Enterprise cross-sell need to happen.
Yeah.
What solutions you have to bundle with?
Correct. So when you look at the profile of their Salesforce deals, which is what you're alluding to, and you look at our Salesforce deals, so they, because of their size, they started only 4 years ago, so they were very small. So for them to get larger deals is difficult, and therefore they had to take many small deals. As you said, rightly pointed out, you know, 30, 40K, 150K, maybe $100,000. Datamatics' deals are in the range of about $500,000 and sometimes even $1 or $2 or $3 million. So one is that by joining Datamatics, they can bid for larger deals, which they could not earlier because of the strength of the balance sheet that Datamatics brings to the table. Second is that Datamatics itself is generating a pipeline of many $500,000 to $3 million deals, which they could not do themselves because of the small size. So they can now plug into that and convert those deals. So we expect the deal conversion to go up and the deal values to go up as well significantly. What we have really bought is a very strong capability and competence. Because of the summit level partnership, the technical architects that they have in the organization, these things make a big difference in the ability to convert these large deals.
So you will be getting a number of market facing guys in the team, and plus at the leadership level you get a couple of guys in this acquisition?
Absolutely, we get that, and we also get a very good US presence. They have about 20 odd people physically in the US, which are very good people, and that really helps in engaging with the American customers. So we have a local expertise in America as well as in India.
Right. How do you construct a $500,000 deal? So which includes Salesforce solutions plus and your own standalone solutions.
So I'm talking about $500,000 deals are around Salesforce itself. Now the moment you bundle Datamatics and services with along with that, those deals will become much larger. And these people have run large operations globally, as I mentioned. So they are very comfortable with multi competence or multi service line transactions with customers.
And you will expect about 10 accounts at least to be $1 million plus annual revenue?
We've just engaged with them. Now we will go into a deep dive with each account that we have, make a business plan with them. So all that legwork will happen now.
So what exactly they do when you say Salesforce implementation? Or is there any standard tools and methodologies which they use to implement Salesforce in an enterprise? How do they do?
Correct. So they have a couple of products that they have, which is Dextara CPQ, Dextara Health, and Dextara Templates. These are three platform products that they've built, which help them sell. Outside of that, they have a deep expertise in health cloud, service cloud, sales cloud. So a lot of these areas is where the customers really are spending today. And
So you can build an enterprise healthcare practice of potentially.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. We are on target. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Grishma Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I also wanted to understand, they do implementation and they have these products. So, you know, what is their revenue breakup in terms of products, platform products and, you know, implementation services? That's
so
question one.
Yeah, we don't have that breakup. They sell the platform in certain cases and then they build on top of that. Plus they provide services anyway. So they're not a hardcore product company. They're mostly a services company. The platform gives them an edge and it's a differentiator when they are selling it to the customers because they've got some very nice features and functionality in the products. But predominantly it's a services sell. We will be able to take these products into our customer base.
Okay. What Dextara had done in Feb 23 was they acquired Revolution Group Salesforce Service Division.
Yes.
Right. What was the expertise that Revolution bought into it? Did that help to grow them faster in FY24? Is that the key reason for strong growth or what's the reason?
So obviously whenever you do an acquisition, it does boost your growth. So yeah, it did contribute to the growth, but they were growing organically anyway at a very rapid pace. The credentials of the certifications are all theirs. It's not that the acquisition brought those credentials. As far as the acquisition is concerned, the key thing it gave them is a good U.S. presence with strong technical expertise on the ground in the U.S. So as you engage with customers there, and if you have strong technical architects and designers over there, that makes a big difference in the customer engagement and therefore scaling those opportunities. So they really... That was a good move, I think, on their part to acquire this company so that they could get a U.S. Presence, physical presence, with strong technical capabilities.
Yeah. So the entire team, top management team would stay with you or the delivery team will also be with us?
The entire team will stay with us.
Okay, and the operations will be managed out of Hyderabad then?
Hyderabad is global. Actually, we have operations in Mumbai and Bangalore as well as in the US. So their operations are largely in the US and Hyderabad. But this team will manage the entire Salesforce practice for Datamatics as well as Dextara. We just merge it all into one.
Okay. So what are we offering in Salesforce? I know that they offer a lot of these CPQ solutions.
Yes.
As they mentioned on their website. So what are we doing in Salesforce?
We have a much smaller footprint, but mostly we are doing Service Cloud and Salesforce generic practices. We've been able to implement some AI into our Salesforce practice, which we'll also put into theirs with the Gen AI and all of that type of stuff. So we'll incorporate those, and that will enhance their value proposition also.
So our expertise is different than what they do?
Yes. Slightly different. There's some degree of overlap. We have a little more expertise on the AI front, but their expertise is much deeper and much broader.
Yeah.
Ours is relatively smaller.
So basically, the team from Dextara would lead the entire Salesforce practice for us?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. And one bookkeeping question. We're paying upfront $14.5 million upfront. And what is it that we are paying later?
So $14.3 million we are paying upfront. Then $3 million is fixed consideration, which will be paid over next 2 years. And then we have additionally $3.7 million target various business parameters based consideration. So if they achieve those business parameters, we will pay. Otherwise, we will.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for giving the follow-up. So I just wanted to understand that this company has achieved the summit level partnership, I mean, in 4 years itself. So just wanted to understand how important is it, I mean, how difficult or how easy it is to get that level of partnership. And in your sense, you know, what is the USP of this company, given the fact that in a 4 years time period, it has become a 60 crore revenue and also obtained the summit level partnership, which is there. Second question was just on the vertical side, I mean, which are the key verticals? You mentioned healthcare. If you can provide a number bifurcation as to which are the verticals which are there, what percentage of revenue is coming from which verticals, and even the geography side, that will be useful.
Yeah. So geography side is mostly the U.S., which is our focus. So that's, Sandeep Mantri mentioned that 85% is the U.S. So that's where it is. In terms of summit level partnership, it's not easy to achieve that in such a short period. I mean, can you achieve that? The answer is yes. But a 4 year period is a very short period, and therefore I think they've really done a fantastic job and scaled very well. You need to have deep technical expertise and certifications approved by Salesforce to achieve that so you've got to have a very successful track record, very good client references, and deep technical depth. So that makes a difference. Now, this will also help us because the moment we engage, our engagement with Salesforce will go up several notches because we will be at that level of partnership. And then the scale that Datamatics brings to the table, roughly our revenue is about $200 million. So that brings us into the radar of Salesforce and will be far more visible. And therefore, our relationship with Salesforce will improve, which of course will result into better business.
Sure, sure. And among verticals, is it like healthcare is 70-75% of the business? How is it?
Their verticals are largely manufacturing and healthcare.
Healthcare and retail.
Manufacturing, healthcare, retail. These are the three verticals.
Sure. Sir, I just had one last question on the talent retention side. I mean, you repeatedly mentioned that the top management as well as the team is going to stay with us. I just wanted to get a sense, you know, why not share swap transaction? Why a full cash deal? Given the fact that the management is so good, they have experience working across larger organizations. So just wanted to have an understanding.
Your voice is not very audible.
Am I audible now?
Better.
Maybe if you can speak a little slower, that would be better.
Sure. Am I audible now?
Yeah, there is a background noise, but...
Is this audible now, sir?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, sure. I just wanted to understand, the payout that we are doing is an all-cash consideration. I mean, given the fact that the management team is so good, and plus the Salesforce implementation capability, and plus we are also looking to retain the talent. So why not a share swap transaction and why an all-cash transaction? I just wanted to have an understanding on that.
So we still believe that Datamatics is not fairly valued in the market. So if we did a swap, we believe we'll be selling cheap. I think Datamatics need to have a more realistic value on the stock market, and therefore we didn't do a swap.
Sure. So are we going to have any ESOP policy, I mean, for this for the talent that we're acquiring?
I can't talk about an ESOP policy. Right now there's nothing. At some point, if the board decides, we may offer, that's a different discussion, but right now there's nothing.
Sure, sir. That's me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for being on this call. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we are very bullish about this acquisition. We hope that, you know, it will give us the upside that we're looking for, and the focus on the hyperscalers will just give us the push that we are, you know, strategizing to achieve. So thank you very much for being on the call, and hopefully we'll meet you again as our earnings call is in at the end of the quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Datamatics Global Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.